is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, this is getting very strange. It's just getting very strange. I feel sorry for people who have to live through this. If you're like 20-something, man, put your helmet on.
It's going to be a rough one.
It's just crazy. Now we have a new term. Are you ready? It's called digisexual.
Oh, boy.
What does that mean?
That is men who prefer dolls. And I'm not talking about blow-up dolls. We're talking about these $7,000 to $15,000 robotic AI dolls that look so real. But
they don't, though. They don't look that real. They still look like a doll. Just going to throw that out there.
More and more men are preferring the dolls over real human companionship.
Why would I want somebody that moves on their own?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You have to kind of set them up and everything. But we just looked on the website. What was it? Robodolls.com?
Oh, the Real Doll website.
Realdolls.com. I don't know, but it's
that's
just
creepy. It's let me tell you.
Crazy, right?
It's really... Ugh. Oh, gosh. Oh, God. It's just so weird.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's very...
Hey! Hey! Digisexual!
Digisexual!
Might as well be digisexual.
Give me a robot!
There you go.
Okay, she looks real. The one on the homepage.
I think a lot of them look real.
Wow.
They have removable, cleanable parts.
Yeah, which they look real okay. Until they talk, though.
I hope Paul doesn't walk in behind me because there's a lot of naked going on this screen. Right,
yeah, but it's not real naked. It's fake naked.
Oh, my
naked.
God. There's a wiener. I can't do this.
You see fake the selections naked. Of parts you can choose from?
You can, and then there's real blank, too.
Whoa.
For girls, it's the boy version, and it's just
they?
One big part on a harness. I can't. I got to get out of this.
I got to get out.
All right. We're short on time here, so let's get to the last story here. Activists in Colorado. Now, you're not happy with just your pot? That's not enough? No, we have to add something else now?
They
have 8,000 signatures, making it a closer attempt to put on the ballot in November to decriminalize mushrooms.
All right,
that's
dude.
Psilocybin. That's the psychedelic mushrooms. I'll never claim to have done that.
Oh, Colorado.
But you have one, haven't you?
But let me tell you something. You don't want to be doing anything like driving or like, you know.
Oh, no.
Watching never. TV.
You don't even want to be out in public when you're getting down like that.
That this is even an initiative on a ballot is insane.
Everybody want to get high.
And you know,
I don't
the government's
insane at all. Get down.
And the government's willing to go along with it because the more stoned you are, the more you won't realize what they're doing to you.
Now, trust me, you eat enough mushrooms, you're just going to want to be an animal and go live in the woods. I guarantee it.
So I'm the one that's not, I don't know a whole lot about drugs. Is that the drug that you see Mario jump out of your computer?
It's psychedelic. It's a psychedelic.
Like LSD?
Yeah, it has an 80% success rate of getting people to smoke, which is more than any other smoking cessation chemical on the market.
Why do you know this stuff?
Because I do research, man. Mm.
It's the only thing he gets excited about.
No.
And then we wonder why other things fall through the wayside. Yeah, but yeah, so Denver might end up on a ballot, and they only needed 4,726 verified signatures. They're up to 8,000. So everybody, what is...
Denver's getting weird, man.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little mushroom action?
Hey, it's Smokestack. Here's the part where you would be listening to the funny parody songs we do every day, but because of lawyers and everyone's afraid to get sued, they don't let us put them on the internet. I know it's stupid, and I'm just as bummed as you are about it. But hey, you can still check it out on the radio every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Rick Stacy Morning Show.